This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump arrived about 40 minutes ago in Corpus Christi, Texas, to survey the worst hurricane to ever hit the state of Texas. We've had hurricanes that flooded Galveston and killed more people, sadly, but in total, trillions of gallons. They're now saying it's like 18 trillion gallons and the total destruction of property. And now the panic as people try to get out of Houston. This is becoming a road warrior scenario. But the president has done a superlative job of getting out of the way of the professionals and the citizens of Louisiana, Texas, and other states that are coming together. And the images of black, white, Hispanic, you name it, all together helping each other. Black helping white, white helping black, Hispanic helping white, white helping everybody, just humans together, people together. It's who we are. And then you see the evil Democrats claiming that Trump is a divider when he's the opposite. But when they were trying to use globalism to collapse our country, he had to point out that it's okay to have sovereignty and it's okay to deport people that come here illegally, just like every other country does. And that we shouldn't be beaten over the head and we shouldn't bring in people from unvetted Muslim countries that murder gays and keep women like animals. Parents begged UK authorities to house Christian child with grandparents, not hardline Muslims. And they said no. And gave the little five-year-old girl one of thousands per town. Oh, yes, thousands per town, depending on the size of the city. They took her cross away. Now she gibbers in Arabic, saying she doesn't want to basically give up her Christian faith, but she doesn't want to go to hell at the same time. The parents of the five-year-old Christian girl forced to live in the fundamentalist Muslim family begged the council to allow her to stay with the grandmother as she became increasingly distressed. This is the social workers. But the mayor, everyone says, no. That's cash on the borough head right there. It's now chattel, Demi. Demi means slave of the Muslim. The foster family selected by the... Oh, they'll let you live and not join Islam. You'll just be a slave. The foster family selected by the London borough of Tower Hamlets removed the child's crucifix necklace, wore full face veils around her, spoke in Arabic, which she did not understand, and banned her from consuming bacon, an investigation the Times found. I love how they put kind of the weak stuff up front, because I read six or seven reports on this of what the social workers told local papers. There's like 20-page articles where it gets into some of it here, having to renounce their Christian faith and then crying, begging for mommy, begging for daddy, begging for Mimi. Not going to ever see them again if they have their way. And if you get found dead, you know, there's the reports where they actually feed people into kebab machines and then feed it to the demis on the street, to the kafirs. That means the non-Muslims. Not saying this family's doing that. Oh, never. Most recently, the council resisted a call to temporarily place her in the care of the grandmother. No, because the council is run. What's the Imam of Jerusalem say? Europe is weak. Their women are yours. We have bought their leaders. Go there, take their women, take their children, and then we will rise up soon and kill the males. Allah has bestowed it. Europe is weak. Can I play the clip for you? The child's distress was recorded by the Tower Hamlets employee who supervised regular meetings between the girl and her family. In a written report on the meeting, the contact supervisor described the girl as very emotional and tearful. She said they don't speak English at home. She doesn't understand the Arabic words. Can you imagine being 5 years old, thrown in with the people literally wearing Jawa outfits? She said they don't speak English at home. She doesn't understand the Arabic words where she is. The girl said, and she wants to go back home to mother. No, white female. No, you're in with the Arab Muslims now. You're in the harem now.
yeah. Ooh, what a cuckold just to rub our little kids in the dirt. Ah, yeah. And you'll probably end up on the street by the time you're 9 making money. And then they're going to take over all the city councils.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into the hurricane is gay frogs. About 6-7 years ago, I was reading a scientific report that actually said it made the frogs female, trans, or made male frogs be attracted to male frogs, and was causing extinction level events, strangely enough, from Texas to Durban, South Africa, in that particular study. And here's some headlines today. Pesticide atrazine can turn male frogs into females. That's berkeley.edu. And the media knows this. They know it's causing fish to have reproductive problems, humans to have them. And so many of the products we use have it as well. Pesticide turns male frogs into females. And technically, they think they're attracted to each other is what happens. Got a shot of it right here, of the two frogs together. So that's what's happening. And so Then I look at these articles, chemical emergency that's added to area's catastrophe contained. They've got all these chemicals leaking in Houston. They've got all these problems. And it frustrates me to see the media trying to basically cover up the fact that the bisphenol A and the atrazine and hundreds of other known chemicals are having massive, massive effects on our bodies. Cancer, you name it. So with North Korea firing a missile over Japan, the biggest provocation yet yesterday, and with millions of people out of their homes in Houston, when Trump arriving, he's flying to Austin next. We'll have live coverage of that. There's so much to get into. We have Sheriff Arpaio, who's been pardoned, popping in at the bottom of the hour. We have our reporters who are in Houston coming on. There's so much happening. Social justice warriors on major campuses are moving to ban veterans from being able to attend college. I mean, this is just the societal meltdown that is happening in this society and in this culture. But I like to do things where I know I can at least take control of it myself personally. And this isn't a pitch for water filtration, but we go out and find the very best gravity-fed water filters where it takes out all the garbage but doesn't take out the good minerals, and then I put my drinking water through that. And if I'm lazy, I've got reverse osmosis, which really cleans the water but cuts out the minerals. So over time, is you know, probably not too good for you to only drink reverse osmosis. That's in all the studies. But I said I'm not plugging. There are the very best filters you can find out there, shower filters, bath filters, and that's where you also absorb a lot of it. But the other big area is the shampoo and the sunscreens and the cosmetics and the body washes and the soap, which isn't really soap. So we had spent, and this is a plug, but it's really informational until the bottom of the hour when Sheriff Arpaio joins us. We spent years saying we want to get an organic, high-quality line of toiletries and personal care products so that I can use them in my own home and know from the manufacturer it's really what they say. And, folks, we got Mark Gonzalez, the owner of Nature's Brands, one of the biggest organic brands in the country, one of the top sellers at Whole Foods. Everybody recognizes our labeling because he's so nice. He even let us use basically his labeling, but changed the name to Emmerich's Essentials. So whether you get it at Whole Foods under his name or from us, what's best about it is it's on the low end of cost, but better than a lot of the other so-called organic brands, and is so respected. But I wanted to get him on because he's the expert. He's got a bunch of the brands there of what's in some of the other leading brands and some of the other supposed natural brands that really aren't organic. But Emmerich's Essentials is Nature's Brands. And you know, the globalists, the media, target our sponsors, target our partners. So Mark Gonzalez has a lot of courage for NaturesBrands.com, entrepreneur, founder of it, one of the oldest organic brands out there, 22-plus years. He's the CEO of it. He has a lot of courage to come on because he's not a stupid guy. He knows the bullies out there will probably attack him. But how could they criticize him for coming on to actually tell people about the chemicals that are in things you use every day? And why are we so demonized for talking? This is the thing on the Daily Show and the HBO shows and the news. They're really mad that I'm talking constantly about the chemicals that are in the daily products we use before I ever came out with Emmerich's Essentials, because I have children and because I sit here every day reading the news and the studies are legion. So, Mark, thank you so much for coming on to give people this public service information that I think everybody should really appreciate, but separately also letting us end up, because you know, we took us years to actually find a top-flight company like you that would let us private label. So thank you so much.
Well, first of all, Alex, it's great to be with you, and everybody here at Nature's Brands, our hearts and minds are with the folks in Houston, the greater Houston area. It's incredible what's going on there. But having said that, we're under a chemical assault. It's unbelievable to me what we've allowed to take place. We've got 84,000 chemicals now in play, 13,000 of which are used in our cosmetics and personal care items, and we use these things every single day. Yet about 10% have ever been tested. So we always rely on the chemical company to be able to be considered innocent until we end up proving them guilty. Does that make any sense at all? And by the way, the ones that they test, let's face it, all these products, some of which I bought at Walmart, some of which I bought at Whole Foods, and of course our great pure organic and natural products that we make for you. Hey, the bottom line is the number of chemicals that are in these other products, there's no testing on how these chemicals interact with one another. It's the same with prescription drugs. A person takes a prescription drug, yes, there's side effects. We all understand that. And some of them include tragic side effects. But what's never talked about is how the drugs interface with one another. The average 80-year-old in America, right? 8 prescription drugs a day. Yet nobody knows how they interface.
And then speaking of the water, that's going into the water and hurting the aquatic life and also people downstream to get it in their water table. But you were a trailblazer in this. I mean, 20-plus years ago, when you started Nature's Brands and all these other big brands that are, top of the line out there and also for value, this must have been a personal thing for you. Or how did you research this? How did you discover this? Because they now admit that the chemicals that are in a lot of the name brands are carcinogenic. I mean, they're losing major lawsuits all the time.
First of all, just to put the record straight, I didn't found Nature's Brands, but I am the CEO of Nature's Brands. Our founder, who's still involved with us today, he did have a passion 22 years ago to bring clean, organic products that he knew that they were healthful.
Well, I'm sorry for getting that wrong. I was just reading about you and knew that you were also involved a long time ago in a bunch of development.
For me, my journey to this point really has to do with a daughter that was affected by a vaccine. You know, one day she's a perfectly normal child, and the next day she has a huge medical condition. I'm sure it was a coincidence, by the way. I'm sure it was a coincidence.
Wow.
12 years.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's just for most people like yourself, there's always a story behind why that happened. And I guess with you, it's wow.
Right. And all these jokesters on television, right, the Colberts of the world, they think it's funny. They think it's hilarious. Until it affects them, it's not going to be so funny, Alex. It won't be so funny then, will it?
No, it's not.
And these are things we can control. I'll tell you an example. Here's a perfect example. You have an incredible bug spray that we make, all organic, right? Here's one, bought it at Walmart. Look familiar, right? Looks very familiar. What it says on the back, 2 ingredients are listed, DEET, 30%, and then it says other ingredients, 70%. You don't even know what the other 70% is. Well, we went online, and of course, we found out what those other 70% were, including 2 that are human toxicants that are on there, propane being one of them. Now you wonder why they say, hey, don't put it next to a flame. Now you kind of understand that. So all these things that we put on our body, they're going into our bloodstream. It takes about 28 seconds to go into our bloodstream. So here's what we've got. We've got the FDA that says, hey, you know what? For external use only. Think about this. Think about this. They say it's for external use only. They're not stupid at the FDA. They know it goes into your bloodstream.
That's right. Why do you put, why are so many drugs delivered through the skin? Because they know that's one of the best ways to put something into the bloodstream.
Correct. And unlike food, it's not going through the same process, right? The metabolic process. So it just makes me spitting mad when I think about how we're all being played for suckers here. Now we've got a healthcare system totally corrupted. Totally unsustainable. You know, it wasn't that many years ago, 50 years ago, we spent about 6% on healthcare and about 16% on food in America, GDP. Now it's completely reversed. We're about 17% now on healthcare and it's about 6% on food.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. I mean, Hippocrates had it best, right? Let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. He didn't reverse that. But yet we've forgotten that because of all of the interest. At the end of the day, Alex, you and I both know it's always, always, always about the money. And to sell people out, their well-being, their family's well-being, their loved one's well-being, I don't understand where the end game is in this. What happens when we have a globe that no longer has people on it? Is that the end game here? So it just makes me so fired up.
Wow.
And anybody that looks at these products, all these ones behind me, and can honestly say, that's a smart choice. Hey, we've got all sorts of things coming at us. And, of course, all these companies hide behind the plausible deniability. How do you know my father's dementia now is from the aspartame that he took for 40 years or from something else? It's plausible deniability. I'll get away with it.
That's right, because they're hit with so many poisons, but all we know is neurological disorders, are exploding. Girls are now going into puberty on average at 9. It used to be 14 just 100 years ago. Some girls are going into puberty at age 3 now. Boys, though, are arresting puberty, and their testes aren't even falling till later and later. And then the media makes jokes. Colbert makes jokes. And Jonathan Klepper makes jokes. When I've got stacks of mainline Journal of Science, you name it, admitting that males are now more female, females are hyperfemale, that causes different tissues to have cancer earlier, the breast cancer or prostate cancer, and it's all there, and it's all a big joke to them, and then everybody gets confused sexually because we're being bombarded with all these chemicals, and then they say, oh, don't even talk about the chemicals or you're anti-this or you're anti-that. When I love everybody, but people need to know we're being chemically experimented on. And more, I've got a lot of the documents where they admit they're using this for social engineering.
Well, you know, here's the funny part, Alex. We have the cruelty-free, right? A leaping bunny on all our products because we don't test on animals. And people love that. That's one of the reasons why they come to Nature's Brands. But yet, these companies think it's perfectly okay to conduct these experiments on mankind. I mean, why don't we put a little stickers on all of these packages, right? Experimenting on mankind.
Mark, I'm impressed. We hadn't talked yet, but going back over a year ago when we were talking to you, Tim Frugier and others, they said, you got to get this guy on. This guy's impressive. You know, he knows all this stuff. Wow. So I just hope commentary, anytime you've got something to cover, you'll join us. Now, let's get to the plug, because I never really talk about Emmerich's Essentials. It was the crew's idea to name it after my middle name, kind of to name a lot of other products. But you guys are Nature's Brands, one of the top brands of organic in the country. And what's crazy is as soon as they came into me about a year ago and said, yeah, they're ready to start working with us, a private label. I said, I see this everywhere on end caps at Whole Foods. This is Nature's Brands. I was like, amazing. We are so blessed to have them. And, of course, we've only put out 6 products with you. We're going to put out a whole bunch of others. So folks that want Nature's Brands, go to Whole Foods. I guess that's Bezos now, but just go wherever you go, get it. Go to their website, get it. But if you want to support us, get Emmerich's Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk about why these are so great for yourself, your children, you name it, and versus the major brands that are out there, some of them that even claim that they're, quote, healthy or they're, quote, natural.
Exactly, Alex. I'll give you an example. So you have our shampoo, and it has very few ingredients. Here's the tea tree. Our shampoo that we make for you is tea tree as well, very medicinal. If you have any sort of issues with your scalp, I would highly recommend tea tree. So here's one from Whole Foods that I bought yesterday. I don't know if you can see it on the screen. Those are all the ingredients. There's 41 ingredients. Our thing, let me see, I've got the notes right here on it. Ours has 11. 11 versus 41. Ours, organic, certified organic, right? This is sold at Whole Foods. This is not. But people walk into Whole Foods and go, oh, well, Whole Foods, they're protecting my interests. No, let's get this one right. They're protecting their own interests. You have to take responsibility. You're a person of history, Alex. You remember Churchill, right? He's the one, Winston Churchill, who said, the price of greatness is responsibility.
It's true.
Well, I would just simply suggest the price of great health is responsibility. You can't let these companies play you for suckers, which is what they're doing.
And by the way, I mean, you're a sharp CEO guy. I've been very successful. I looked into you months ago. That's why I said you founded a lot of stuff I know. But look how it wasn't that you were a bad guy, but to get you focused, you had to have your daughter so hurt. Same things happened to people in my family. I don't want to get into private stuff about Trump. Trump's big wake-up call was Barron. He was fine, 18 months, third rounds of shots. This is a secret. I'm just going to let it out. And it really messed him up for a while. He's come back. But that'll finally, not that Trump was bad, he was a great guy, but he's like, why are they covering this up? Why? And so that's going to be their problem, though, is more and more heavy hitters and smart guys like you and Trump and others physically get hurt, and that's going to make really serious, smart guys start taking action. What is the establishment going to do when all this comes out? It's already come out about bisphenol A and atrazine, and then they're still putting it in stuff. What's going to happen to them? Why are they doing it when I've looked it up? They've got chemicals that are even less expensive that they could be using that have less problems. It's like they go out of their way to do this.
Here's the curve, Alex, right? Up and to the right, all this disease. You talk about it frequently on your show. It's unbelievable to me that more people are not outraged. Matter of fact, you know what you and I need to do, Alex? We have the March Against Monsanto. Fantastic. I spoke at it a few years ago, as a matter of fact. We have all sort of Earth Days, Organic Days. You and I need to create a chemical-free day. That's the day that everything you use, everything you put in your mouth, everything you put on your skin, toxic, chemical-free.
And make a joke out of it. Save the gay frogs, have it be rainbow. Because that's the thing. The left is right. The old-fashioned left about chemicals and things, they were always the ones that were on target about that. And now it seems like the left and media have just abandoned it.
I think that companies today, are they purposely trying to kill us? I don't know if I'm going to go quite that far, but what I will say is they don't seem to care if they do. They don't seem to
care. Just like Bayer with the hemophiliac factor VIII, they knew it was in there, and they said, you know what, we'll lose money. Go ahead and ship these millions of dosages. They just didn't care.
Exactly. Hey, you know, Ford, that, as a young person, it was Ford with the Pinto, right? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we have 30 gas tanks that blow up. Yeah, we'll get sued for millions and millions of dollars, but hey, at the end of the day, that's a heck of a lot cheaper than having to replace all those gas tanks and a recall. I mean, golly, we got a business to protect. Again, when you place a person's well-being at the bottom rung of the ladder and you place purely profit at the top, that is something seriously wrong. It goes to my core. Our daughter's situation for my wife and I, hey, we walked around with the rose-colored glasses like you can't imagine. We made every mistake, did everything wrong, thought everybody was fantastic in our government to protect our interests. And hey, we saw it firsthand. When you see a child that you love and you see them hurting and you see drugs that are providing tremendous side effects, you watch her change literally in front of your eyes. You start saying, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way. You're a parent. You'd saw off your left arm to save your child, wouldn't you? No problem. You'd do that in an instant.
My mother almost got killed by a flu shot. My dad's brother almost got killed when he took a tetanus shot. I mean, and it's on the inserts. They can really hurt you, but they tell you, oh, don't look at the inserts. They don't show those to you when you go to the doctor. They just say there's no side effects, safe and effective. And again, same thing with all these other leading brands. That's why it was such a blessing to go to all these companies, and they were either politically correct and want to work with us, or they had stuff in there that our experts said no. And then when the scientists and companies I go to and talk to, they said, you've got Nature's Brands. That is amazing. Nature'sBrands.com. Mark Gonzalez, thank you for all the work you're doing. I want to get you back up for a full hour. I'm really impressed with your products. And I was already buying these over the years as I tried to get more health conscious. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I kind of was wearing rose-colored glasses when it came to health stuff till about 7-8 years ago myself. I was more just like a mainline libertarian, worried about finances and military and stuff like that. But I've got to tell you, we've got six of your great line. We've got the natural herbal shampoo with the tea tree and so much more. We've got the 10-to-1 organic mouthwash. We've got so many of the other great products, the body wash. We've got the anti-bug spray that's natural and healthy, all at InfoWarsStore.com. But you guys have a lot more products than just the six we've put out. I know we're going to private label more. Tell folks about some of the other products people can find at naturesbrands.com.
Well, thanks, Alex. We pioneered organic wellness 22 years ago, as you mentioned earlier. We have 155 certified organic products in our lineup. That's the largest collection of any company in the world. And we have literally a couple of hundred other products that are earth mineral based, pure and natural, no petrochemicals, no chemicals that are toxic in any way. So we're very, very proud of what we pioneered. And I will tell you this, people are on this chemical movement now. It's growing every day. You can tell by the phone calls that we get. It used to be, hey, are your products organic? Are they made with organic ingredients? Now the conversation is, are your products really toxic-free, chemical-free? Are they really free of all that stuff? The average woman uses 168 chemicals a day. Men, we're at 85 and growing. So
I don't want to get into personal stuff. I don't have a lot of skin issues, but As soon as I get older, my hair falls out. I get little, you know, zits on top of my head. And so many other shampoos wouldn't work, literally, using the tea tree before we even private label you. It got rid of it. And so it's amazing. Well, we're really impressed. Mark, thank you so much. Naturesbrands.com. Folks can get their Emmerich's Essentials private labeled by you. God bless you. At InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mark Gonzalez, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Keep fighting the good fight.
I will. Please come back for a full hour as soon as you want to. Wow. Sheriff's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mycos DX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos DX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos DX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the establishment media's got a big problem. The Clintons, Obama, they pardoned drug dealers, child molesters, criminals. Trump pardoned a guy who did his job and followed the Constitution when a judge didn't give him a jury trial and simply politically persecuted him because he was set to win re-election. And here's President Trump during a press conference getting sniped at yesterday, and then we're joined by Sheriff Arpaio exclusively.
In the middle of Hurricane Harvey hitting on Friday night, you chose to pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I wonder if you could tell us what was behind your thinking for issuing a pardon for the sheriff. And as well, what do you say to your critics, even some in your own party, who say it was the wrong thing to do?
Well, a lot of people think it was the right thing to do, John. And actually, in the middle of a hurricane, even though it was a Friday evening, I assumed the ratings would be far higher than they would be normally. You know, the hurricane was just starting. And I put it out that I had pardoned, as we say, Sheriff Joe. He's done a great job for the people of Arizona. He's very strong on borders, very strong on illegal immigration. He is loved in Arizona. I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly when they came down with their big decision to go get him right before the election voting started, as you know. Had he lost in a fairly close election, he would have won the election, but they just hammered him just before the election. I thought that was a very, very unfair thing to do. When I mentioned him the other night, you saw the massive crowd we had. The people went crazy when I said, "What do you think of Sheriff Joe," or something to that effect. The place went absolutely crazy when I was in Arizona last week. And as far as pardons are concerned, I actually did this just before the meeting because I assumed that somebody would ask me the question. I didn't know it would be you, as you can attest. You didn't even know you were going to be called. But I thought I would. And, you know, Sheriff Joe is a great veteran of the military, great law enforcement person, somebody that's won many, many elections in the state of Arizona. But I wanted to look at some of the other people that were pardoned over the years. And if you look at, as an example, President Clinton pardoned Mark Rich, who was charged with crimes going back decades, including illegally buying oil from Iran while it held 53 American hostages, wasn't allowed to do that, selling to the enemies of the United States. He was pardoned after his wife donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Clintons. Then you have dangerous criminals. President Clinton pardoned Susan Rosenberg, a member of the Weathered Underground, charged as part of a bank robbery that led to a guard and two police officers being killed. Drug dealers. President Clinton commuted the sentence of Carlos Vignali, a central player in a cocaine ring that stretched from California to Minnesota. Criminal leaker. You've heard the word leaker? President Obama commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who leaked countless sensitive and classified documents to WikiLeaks, perhaps, and others. But horrible, horrible thing that he did, commuted the sentence, and perhaps pardoned. President Obama commuted the sentence of Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was charged as part of a violent independence group from Puerto Rico, responsible for 28 Chicago-area bombings and many deaths in the 1970s and 1980s. Sheriff Joe is a patriot. Sheriff Joe loves our country. Sheriff Joe protected our borders. And Sheriff Joe was very unfairly treated by the Obama administration, especially right before an election that he would have won. So, and he was elected many times. So I stand by my pardon of Sheriff Joe, and I think the people of Arizona who really know him best would agree with me. Thank you very much.
Pardons are supposed to be reserved for people like Arpaio who have been politically targeted for something that's not illegal. It's the judge saying, "I hold you in contempt, no jury." That's an imperial judiciary like they had in Nazi Germany. And then they just hammered down. I was talking to a New York Times reporter this morning. They're like, "Why are you supporting such a racist?" And I went, "For enforcing the laws?" I go to Mexico. It's 6 months to a year hard labor if I'm there illegally. And they tortured people. That's in the London Guardian. And I'm not defending that. 50 miles into Arizona, it said, "Do not go into these areas because the cartels have taken it over." Mexico's a failed state. I feel sorry for Mexico. But it is just crazy, all those ranchers and people in Arizona that were Hispanic, by the way, who say, "Thank God people like Sheriff Joe, trying to bring some law and order." Well, he served many terms there. Before that was with the DEA and the head of the whole Mexico sector. And he then was politically convicted by the judge, jury, and executioner. And, you know, I don't want to take the credit for this. Dr. Corsi wrote the articles tirelessly, probably 15 of them. And Roger Stone talked to some folks on the telephone. He gets some credit. When Roger talked to a certain person on the phone, the person didn't know about it. And then our articles went up on Drudge, and that's when he really read it and went looked into it and asked the Justice Department, is this true? And they're trying to act like that's illegal now. Notice weeks ago I gave you the inside baseball. So we're not hiding anything. I was told about the chain of events. He just went and said, can a judge just do that? And they're going, oh, see, that's obstruction. You talk to the Attorney General. No, he's the president. The unitary executive. He can do the pardon. Obama pardoned cocaine dealers and weather underground bombers that blew bank tellers up to death and police officers. So let's go to Sheriff Joe instead of me ranting. It's just so frustrating to watch them take everything Trump does. And now Mueller, we have a Maxine Waters clip coming up, said, oh, well, we've got our man, Mueller. She's admitting he's a Democratic operative. Going after the president, they've got the District of Columbia swamped with some handpicked grand jury. They've got grand juries reportedly looking into, I'm a Russian agent. I don't, zero Russian connections. This is a joke, folks. And they want to try to come after popular people that are pro-America and shut us down as intimidation. So we got a lot to talk about in the next 20 minutes to the end of the hour with former sheriff of Maricopa County and now a free man, now not facing the 6 months in jail, no jury. But now the president is under fire. Sheriff Joe, what do you say?
I feel sorry, Alex, for him. Look what they did to me, and they can do it to the president, too. So I'm very concerned about what's going on in Washington and the situation that happened in the past. Also, the Obama administration, as you probably know, and Holder, 60 days after they took office, they went after me. It wasn't under Bush, like all the media and critics are saying. I got the report that shows it happened in January of 2000.
That's right, and I forgot. You said that once you were pardoned, you could come on and tell us the rest of the story. What is the rest of the story that you can now tell folks?
Well, there's some things I'm going to leave out because it has to do with the bias of the first judge. I'm not going to get into where his brother-in-law worked, a law firm that is against me and supporting the ACLU against the same judge. I can go on and on, the bias in that civil case. And then he said during the trial he wants skin in the game, so I knew he was going to dump a charge over to the criminal court, which another judge took up. We had a trial just recently, the Department of Justice Integrity Unit was running it, and during that trial there was no evidence. Even the prosecutors said there was no racial profiling, and yet the judge ruled against me, no jury, wrong charge, and when she hit me guilty, I had to hear it from the media. Didn't even call me to court to stand before her. That's another violation of my constitution.
Well, you're supposed to be able to be there to respond and make a statement and talk to the media. Instead, they just did it in the dark.
Yeah, I heard it from the media. I can go on and on. But I'm going to fight this. Even my wife says, why don't you calm down? No. You know, I'm a fighter. 55 years in law enforcement around the world as a top federal law enforcement official. And then I end up with two parking tickets in my life. End up sitting at a defense table before a judge. Accused of a crime, which, by the way, is a misdemeanor. If you have barking dogs, you can get the same time that I could get.
Sure. What do you make of the media when they say you admit you racially profiled, and then I looked, you never said that? I mean, it's just crazy. And now we have 800 cities where people can drunk drive. They can do it from anywhere in the world, China, Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America. I mean, you have serial killers that have killed 20-something people, deported 20-plus times, deported 40 times. I mean, it is like a killing spree, and then you're the bad guy for stopping people.
Yeah, Scalia, the Supreme Court, said way back that law enforcement can stop people and hold them and turn them over to the Border Patrol or ICE. the judge that ruled against me, she turned down parts of the 1070. That's that famous law that was started where law enforcement can enforce the illegal immigration laws. And I was, I would say about 150 of my officers were trained by ICE. I signed contracts. This is 2007, 27, I think it was to 2009, that I had the authority to act as illegal immigration officer. And that's, and they finally took that away from me. We were doing too good of a job. And this is Holder and Obama.
And by the way, the Democrats removed him from office, but our last sheriff was an African-American sheriff, a Democrat. But he said, listen, we've got to have deportations of murderers and arsonists and rapists. So he was handing over to ICE three people a week on average, letting everybody else go, DWIs, you name it. But he was holding rapists and murderers. The Democrats called him a racist and kicked him out of office, ran somebody else against him in Travis County, where I live. Is that not insane?
Well, you know, Soros pumped in, George Soros, $4 million to get me defeated, and also the Department of Justice, of course, the day before early voting, said that they're going to charge me with this misdemeanor. Day before early voting, and I could get 6 months in jail, 2 weeks later, they charged me. And that was 2 weeks before people went to the poll. So they hit me twice politically. And as a Department of Justice policy, you don't do this. Actually, you don't really doing it when people are voting. I guess you can wait a while. So you can see and you can see I'm a little angry.
Well, you should be. So let's say, because a lot of folks are watching, want to hear from you. Say the things you think need to be heard. They're talking about going after the president for pardoning you. I mean, speaking of the clip we played earlier, can you elaborate? I mean, child molesters, bank robbers, people that are bombing police, people that are cocaine dealers are being pardoned by Obama and by the Clintons. But you're bad. Trump's bad. You shouldn't have been pardoned.
Well, of course, the activists, some politicians like McCain and Flake, I'm really disappointed in them, where they said I should not have been pardoned. And Flake took, McCain took some shots, which I'm surprised. I stayed out of his race as a matter of courtesy last time. So, you know, they hate Trump. They're using me, I hate to say this, they're using me to get to our great president. You know that. When they say the Republicans, Ryan, and the Republican Party is against our president for, you know, the pardon. What do you mean? A handful of Republicans? Does that mean all the Republican legislators? I've had three Republican congressmen support me on this issue.
Oh, and that's the next point. Word is you might be running for Senate.
Well, I talked to, I've been talking to a lot of people, yesterday someone called me from Washington, and it's the Examiner, wanted to know my future, and I just said, hey, you know, I told my wife after I left office, I'm done with politics. Forget it. And then I reevaluated what's going on in our country, so I'm back in action. I'm going to support the good Republicans, and I'll, you know, I hate to brag, but how come every time presidents run, they all come to me for my endorsement? So so I reevaluated, well, you're going to run for office. I said, I don't know if I'm going to run for office. I haven't decided. Or which office? And I mentioned Flake. Well, I said, I still don't know if I'm going to run for office. And I left it at that.
Well, Flake's a Flake. I mean, Flake is a lily-livered globalist establishment guy. They're the same people like Paul Ryan that gave us Obamacare. Then they blame Trump when he can't get rid of it, when they're the ones standing in the way. So we need you in the Senate. We need Flake to be removed. We need McCain to be gone. We need real patriots that have courage. And what does it say about Trump that he didn't just forget about you, you know, after you supported him? You know, he went against the political correctness and did the right thing. That's why we love Trump so much.
Yeah, I love the guy from day one. I supported him, and I've been saying throughout, even if he did not give me the pardon, I still will be for him to the end. I say that. I don't know how many other politicians have the guts to say that, which is sad. They always skirt around.
Well, that's why they keep attacking and pushing all this. They think they're going to break our will. Lou Dobbs made that point. With the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa beating people up and nothing being done, what do you think the liberals are trying to do right now? Because they are just running around beating up prayer meetings, screaming everyone's a Nazi. What's happened?
They can't get over the defeat. That's number one. Number two, they don't like a president that speaks out and does the right thing. They don't like that. They want to get rid of him. This is all about getting rid of our president. That's what the whole situation is about.
Well, Sheriff Arpaio, you're absolutely right. Flake, as you know, is 20-plus points behind a year out from the election. With your name recognition, you have got to run for the Senate. This guy is low-hanging fruit, and imagine having you in the U.S. Senate. That would be a delicious revenge.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll be helping the president, no doubt about that. He has one vote if I'm there, and I know how to rock the boat. Being controversial, you know that. In the past 24 years, all over the world, people know who I am.
Senator Joe Arpaio, U.S. Senator Joe Arpaio, is our guest. We got one more short segment going to break. He'll be gone at the end of the hour. This is a big exclusive. Giving us an exclusive interview after the pardon came through. And, boy, they are demonizing him 24-7, but it's good company to be in, because if he's a bad guy, every county sheriff in Canada and everybody in every Mexican state in Mexico is an evil racist, too, because they've got stronger laws than we do. And now Canada's really cracking down as they get a flood of refugees. Final segment with our guest right ahead.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, former sheriff, former DEA head guy. I think he's going to run for Senate. Rising out of the political ashes of Phoenix, Arizona. The Phoenix. Flake is 20-plus points behind in major polls. It's getting worse. He is a sycophant of the establishment. I mean, he looks totally disingenuous, and his voting record is worse. I'm excited. But in closing, Sheriff Joe, thanks for the big exclusive interview. You want to repeat some of the powerful stuff you were telling me during the break?
Well, you know, I've always dealt with the media my 55 years. I have relatives that work for the media. But it's really shame what they're doing to the president. Forget me, you know, I'm a good target. But what they are doing to our president, lies, deceit, everything to get rid of him, everything. But I'll tell you one thing. I said that when I introduced him 2 years ago. I got a standing ovation when I said there's a silent majority. Well, there's a silent majority out there, but there's a vocal majority now, too. So if they think they're going to take this president down with all their garbage and lies and crap, I got news for them. He'll be one of the greatest presidents we ever had. And I said that a few months ago, and I'll say it again. When as you look into history, he will go down as one of the greatest presidents this country has ever seen. And I predicted he would be elected when I first introduced him. He was running against 17 people, and I said he will be the next president. So maybe I'm psychic. I ought to go into that business. But that's what I predict, Alex. He needs help. I don't like him, like people going after his family on all this Russia garbage, and calling him a racist, calling me a racist, saying I was charged with racial profile, which is a lie. So these people better watch out. They better be careful, all these elected officials that want to take me down.
Well, that's my next question. I was told the president really liked Roger Stone's clip on TMZ when they confronted him in an L.A. airport saying, we're going to impeach Trump. And he said, well, you better watch out, because I'm not calling for violence, but the left wants a violent revolution. They got CIA guys on TV saying they're going to kill him on CNN. You know, Stone said, you better watch out because there's going to be a revolution. I think they pushed too far.
Yes, I think they did. It's all a conspiracy. I hate to use that word. But that's, you know, in law enforcement, I've always solved cases because I was very active in conspiracies. Another issue that cropped up, calling me a nutcase or something because of a certain birth certificate. They got that all wrong, too. It was debunked. Who debunked it? Nobody ever would do anything with it. So that was debunked. The document.
They just lie.
Of course they lie. They lie. The media lies. Politicians lie. They don't care. All they care is about themselves to get reelected. And when they see their blood, they really go after you when you think there's blood out there.
Well, I think it's more than blood in the water, Sheriff Joe. I think you're right. It's part of it. They're in their death throes. The Democrats are becoming a coastal party. A party of, you know, socialist views. All the demographics show it. They tried to create everything and make it all racial. It backfired, and it shows demographically people want free market. They want America, and people are rejecting the Democrats.
Yeah, you're right. Look what the president has done in 7 months. He works all the time. All this working. What president works like he works? And he never rests. He's always there trying to do the job, traveling all over the world. What a great, he's the best Secretary of State we've had in years and years, believe me. He knows how to operate, how to make deals, go behind the scenes. His own mission is to get the job
Sheriff,
done.
Sheriff, this is only a one-minute break, but stay there. I got one more question. We'll be gone in like 3-4 minutes. I'm going to come back and ask you a question on that issue. GCN. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought